Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. Have your host, James, with you. And welcoming to the studio right now, our good friends from the Southwood County YMCA. We have our good friend, Aaron Hess, with us, Branch Executive Director of the Y. Good to see you again, Aaron.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And thank you for bringing a new friend with. We have Jacob Klakowicz.
Klakowicz.
Yep. He just told me like 2 seconds ago, everybody. Jacob, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate you. We're going to talk about some great events coming up at our Y, yep. Talk about some other things. But if you don't mind, Aaron, I would like to kind of put Jacob on the spot. I mean,
Absolutely. Ask
Jacob some questions for... No. Jacob, we always like to get to know people when they're new to our area or new to our station here. So what? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Yeah, for sure. I'm originally from Milwaukee area. If anybody knows, I'm from Hales Corners or Greenfield area. But I went up to school to UW-Stevens Point, more intention to play football, but I fell upon the health promotion and wellness degree and minor in business. That kind of caught my attention towards the end of those 4 years. But during my time in Stevens Point, I worked at Fraternal Fitness Company, which is a CrossFit facility / 24/7 / personal training. Like we kind of built that from the ground up from the time that me and my colleague were there. But I was kind of looking for a little bit more responsibility, looking forward to impacting a larger group of people, and really thought that the position that was offered at the YMCA here would be a really great opportunity for myself as a healthy living director here.
That's fantastic. And also a great story, great origin story, man. That's really, I appreciate you sharing that with us. It's also, maybe it's me growing up in a sports family or not, but it's not too surprising either. A lot of people that get into athletics, the percentages is only a small amount that actually make it pro or even going to college, let alone making it pro and everything. So where do you go with that when you have that as a passion, as a love? You find different ways to add to your community or add to the industry itself. My father was very similar. My father was a boxer and played hockey and immediately wanted to go into that kind of world and helping people, especially when it came to their physical health. So it's not too surprising to hear you kind of shift into this. But I think one of the things might be surprising to some, I hear a passion in you about this. I didn't know you when you were young playing sports, but I feel like that same passion you had to play the game is involved in this.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, health and wellness, I live and breathe that. That's my day to day. I try to better myself as much as I possibly can and then take those tools that I learned myself, applying it to myself and throw it back at everybody else to try to influence them into their own health and lifestyle journey. So like that's really what grew, I guess, upon me during that time of being at Fraternal and being in college, is that I kind of developed those skills and those tools and directly applied it to everybody that I was able to impact. And
it's cool.
Really awesome. It's really fun.
This is an industry too that is evolving as we're speaking. It's something that we're getting more and more. I mean, for years now, the topic of mental health has been something that we talk quite openly about now, and it's great to we're in a day and age of that. We're kind of now that we've gotten the subject out there and we're comfortable with it, now we're starting to do the work. Now we're starting to kind of do a little bit more internal stuff, and more people are realizing, well, mental and physical health are very tied together.
Yeah, no doubt. I really think that having some type of outlet to be able to express those things that you're kind of mentally struggling with, exercise is a really great pathway to do that. Just from being able to exert yourself and sweat, it kind of creates a different feeling when you do those things and take that time for yourself. It definitely benefits you on the mental side.
What kind of classes or what kind of work will you be doing over at the Y?
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of take that opportunity to be able to implement sort of programs in the fall coming up here. More aimed to the educational side in health and wellness, right? Where you want to teach proper movement throughout exercise so they can take advantage of those different outlets that we offer at the Y. But along with that, influence them and educate them on what they can do the other 23 hours, right? Because it's not just about coming in for 1 hour of group fitness or 1 hour of doing your own workout. You got to take care of your body and the backside of things. So educating them on sleep, nutrition, as well as just stress level throughout their day.
Every chance I get, I encourage people to attend and spend as much time as possible at this beautiful facility we have here in Wisconsin Rapids, this Y. I was just there the other day, and just being honest with you, Aaron, I was blown away how brand new it still looks.
It's been
a couple of years. It's been very well attended over those couple of years. Mm-hmm. Guys, keep that facility pristine. It's so nice to be able to walk in there, and the attitude, the energy that is in that building is so palpable. It's so nice to be around. I went in not having that much energy. I had plenty once I got ready to go and got moving and everything. It was, and I feel like that's a big part of the environment that has been created over there, the energy that is over there.
Yeah, and I got kudos to Mike Vachinsky is our facilities director, and he is just fantastic. He stays up on top, he stays on top of things, and he finds things that the rest of us don't see, and then he has to question us who did it.
It's something that everybody is welcome to, and everybody can attend. And Jacob, I think you bring up a really good point there. While we want you to spend as much time as you can or want to at the Y, you're going to have lives to live, and you're going to have jobs to do, you know, things to take care of, different responsibilities. While you're doing those things, you can be or you are exercising. It's something to keep in mind. I think a lot of people, especially when it comes to the exercise game, they tend to beat themselves up a lot. We're not doing enough. I'm not doing this enough, or I'm not getting to where I want to be, my goals and everything. It's important, I think, to give yourself those little wins and remember that. And if you're carrying laundry up and down the stairs, you're exercising. You're getting some.
Now, 100%.
It's not traditional maybe exercise or anything, but just because it is not at the Y or it is not in the traditional form doesn't mean that you're not getting some reps in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it comes back to the functionality side, right? It's being able to do the things that you want to do on a daily basis, and that's what exercise and strength training can really do for you.
Is there something about this position and being here in this area that you're really hoping to accomplish, you're really hoping to do in the 100 years that you'll be here? Now, I don't know how long you'll be here, but in the time that you're here.
I would say, I guess a big deal that I want to try bringing into it is awareness of what is offered at the YMCA, just because there's a lot of different, I guess, pathways that you can go throughout there, right? Because there's all other departments throughout the YMCA that people can utilize, and different programs that I really want to implement at the YMCA that could benefit the overall population. So I really look forward to showing up with those ideas, but those are kind of conjuring as we're going here.
And we'll have you back to talk more about those once they've developed a bit more and everything. Looking forward to that, Jacob. Thank you very much for the time, man. Aaron, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about some of these great events you guys got coming up. You got a really busy summer.
We do.
One of our favorite events that you guys host, that you guys do, a part of, is the Bridge to Bridge. This wonderful 5K, 2-mile fun run walk that's coming up August 16th.
Yeah. And so remind me, we got to talk about camp too.
Here's the problem.
You know, my memory isn't all that great these days, but that's okay.
We will work together on that. We will work together on that. And we will make sure to cover everything.
And I know Baxter's listening. He's not. He's with kids right now and it's mini resident week. But anyway, yes. So we have the Bridge to Bridge run at Saturday, I think August 17th. And we actually, it's a different route this year. So we're starting out at the community First Congregational Church, and it's right on the trail between the bridges. So it's so safe. And we have a couple options. There's a 5K part, or there's a 2-mile fun run or walk. So definitely we moved in a direction to make it more accessible for more people. Mm-hmm. So yes, we've got some really avid runners in the area who love their 10Ks and their half marathons and whatnot. And then we've got people in the area who want to get together, go for a walk or go for a jog, and just want to do it with a fun group of people.
Yeah.
And get a shirt. Why not?
And you got to mention the shirt. These shirts are popular. People like to collect them every year. So you want to keep that in mind. And certainly make sure to get, you got to register early to be able to get that shirt. Option to purchase a race shirt, t-shirt is available. Register by August 1st to be guaranteed a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I got a limited time with these. So, you know, only got so many.
You
got
to order them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great event, and I'm glad you mentioned about any type of runner or any type of walker is welcome to something like this.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you want to bring your dog, you bring your dog. So, I mean, it's, you know, we try to make it so everyone feels welcomed. We had, like last year, all the years, previous years, we have little kids that are in this event, and, you know, they're doing their best to keep up with mom and dad, or vice versa. Mom and dad are trying to keep up with them. Mm-hmm. So it's a really family-friendly event that just brings people together. And we love that the First Congregational Church is letting us set up in their parking lot again, making it even more accessible for people who want to participate.
Well, yeah. And as the Y has always been and continues to get more and more involved in the community and being more a part of things, it makes sense to have be there and have this attached to them, a great local group like that and everything.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, but also keeping in mind, everybody, that this is one of the ways the Y funds and is Absolutely. Able to create funds. And I mentioned that as an important thing, in part because the Y is one of those organizations that puts back into their community. Mm-hmm. If you have a YMCA, you have an organization, a nonprofit that puts back into your community, they've always done this. It's always been one of those things, and ours is special. Ours goes above and beyond, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we can help you guys continue to do that great work in this community is by taking in these events. Seems like a win-win to me.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you get a shirt. Yeah. I could bring that up again. No, but this is part of our, we're an annual campaign season where we're asking for people in the community who are feeling blessed to be able to give back a little bit. And it's that thing where we keep reminding people that, when you give to the Y, though, it's an in and out process. The money comes into the Y, but we're handing it right back out because we know that there's such a big need in the area, whether it's memberships, people need scholarship, they need help with the memberships, or they need help just with signing up for programs, whether it be for adults, youth, seniors, you name it. It's a long list of things that we are able to support this community, but it's because we have such fantastic people in this area that consistently give year after year after year. I mean, when you think about it, we have a beautiful facility, as you were talking about before, beautiful facility in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Just 6 years ago, there was a mall standing there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was a long process getting this new building built and whatnot. But how many people in this area really questioned whether or not we'd be able to build this facility? Yeah. Because, this area, as a lot of people know, has been hit kind of hard, when it comes to either mills being shut down or, just job loss in general. We know everyone's feeling their expenses going up. So more people are needing that help. And so for us to have this facility and, have that it's running well, it's a testament, not necessarily just to the Y, but it's a testament to everyone in this community. So, it's a huge shout out to all of you. Those of you who are listening, we just are so appreciative of what people in this area are willing to do to support each other.
It's a real team effort.
Absolutely.
Between the community, the Y, all these great individuals that help make all of this happen, both at the Y and just in the community. Mm-hmm. It really is a true team effort. And it's part of the reason why we love these events, especially one like this, where it really literally brings the community together.
Yeah.
Like people are all from all different walks of life are coming together. No pun intended, walks of life.
Yeah.
also bringing in an opportunity for our community to hang out with each other, to see people that maybe you don't get to see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And getting out and getting some exercise. There's like no negative to something like this. And again, when you register, not only do you get that cool shirt, but you also can know that, I'm investing. This isn't a donation. This is an investment in my community. Yeah. Every penny I spend with the Y is, an investment in what they're doing and trying to do for our community and the betterment of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a win-win right there if I ever
Absolutely.
Heard one.
Absolutely. And you know what? Let's do a little shout out to the farmer's market. When you're done with your race, you're going to walk to the other side of the bridge and you're gonna stop at that farmer's market. What a cool thing that we have in this area.
Yeah It's awesome. Go ahead, be sure to support the farmer's market every chance you get, every Thursday and Saturday, everybody, and mark your calendars. Saturday, August 16th will be the Bridge to Bridge run. We're looking forward to this. It'll be starting, as Aaron was telling us, at First Congregational Church at 311 Second Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. 7:15 is check-in, 8:30 will be race time, and 9:30 will be the award ceremony. If you would like to find out more and register, you can contact Stephanie Lund at 715-818-6012. That's 818-6012. Or you can email her slund@swcymca.org. And that those letters there, you want to keep that in mind, because that is where you can register as well, online at swcymca.org. Swcymca.org. Aaron, also wanted to talk a little bit about the other events you have coming up. You have your golf outing, 2024 golf outing coming up.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
Yes. So that's
a busy August. We got a busy August.
Yeah. But it's good. It's a good busy. So yeah, we have our golf outing coming up, and this is our annual golf outing. This is actually our largest fundraiser for the Y. And again, it just hits home for the annual campaign. Mm-hmm. So what I love about this event is that so many area businesses come and they either sponsor a team or they have their employees, you know, form a team. They come. Usually we have like 36 groups that are out there. The Ridges does a fantastic job hosting this event. They bend over backwards for us, which of course, again, it's people coming together to make sure that, you know, we're doing the best for our community, which it's very inspiring.
We know how popular and how much people love golf around here. We're going to have people out there golfing. Why not have them out there golfing for a cause, golfing to add to our community? And you can do that whether you're a golfer or not. You can sponsor a hole. There's other opportunities, right?
Yeah, you could sign up as an individual too. So say you want to play, but you don't have anyone else that really wants to do this. I mean, give us a call. We'll sign you up as an individual. And it's so much fun. Like every other hole, we have a game on.
Yeah.
So don't think of it as like regular golf.
No. You are more than welcome to wear the normal golf clothes if you want. That's certainly, the uniform, if you will. That's fine. But otherwise, it's a little bit different golf than you're used to.
It's a scramble. So if you're a bad player, I don't know if bad is the right word, but let's say you're not the greatest player. Mm-hmm. You know, like, do what I do, and you get someone on your team who's really good.
Well, you're smart. That's good. And think about when you're registering, when you're signing up for this event, when you're out there on the greens and enjoying yourself, keep in mind that this impacts a lot beyond the green. Your flyer puts this very well. It really impacts the special events for youth and adults, youth sports programs, swimming lessons, YMCA Child Care Day, and resident care for youth at the YMCA Camp Alexander. And one of my favorite things that you guys do over there, Membership for All. The idea of I don't think I can afford the Y, that barely exists anymore. And it's because of things like this, events like this, and really the Y's insight on this. It's certainly want to keep the lights on. We want to keep that Y healthy and keep it running for a long, long, long time. But the Y is not about making a profit, if you will. It's not a business. It's a nonprofit. We want people in the building. We want to get you in the building. We want more and more membership. Love to have every member in this community being a member of the Y.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Membership for All helps make those things happen.
Absolutely.
And you can help make that happen just by golfing.
Yeah. So when you're out there swinging the club, you have to think to yourself, oh my gosh, I am paying it forward.
Yeah.
You know, really that's what it is. You're making it so that anyone in this community who wants to join can join. And that's what sets us apart from other facilities in the area. So, you know, it kind of goes back to that, you know, when you guys were talking earlier about, you know, the dimensions of wellness. So there's that financial part too. There's, you know, and for some in the area, the financial part of, you know, wellness maybe isn't doing so hot, but by joining the Y, you can strengthen those other dimensions, and then that will help continue to help support you and continue to help you kind of keep moving forward in life. So we're all at different places in life, and this is where we all come together as a community.
Yeah.
And in the Y, you have no clue what anybody else is going through, where they're at in life, their status in life, you name it. It's everyone's there. And everyone is treated exactly the same. There's no tiers, there's nothing. So you come in, you get your membership, and we are just happy to see your face coming through our doors.
I've gone to the Y a number of times, and I've certainly worked out my whole life. And one of my favorite things is at a gym, and you see somebody come over, and you need a spotter? You know, and they don't even know each other. They don't even know each other. But you're trusting this person that you don't even know to spot you. And everybody does it. I've done it 100 times. My dad has. I'm sure you have, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
It's a trust that we have with each other in those environments. It just speaks to the environment that's created, the energy that is in those buildings. It's just one little example of that, of working together and making us a stronger community. It's a fun event.
Absolutely.
Encourage you to register and find out more. You can do that by going to the WISE website. Be sure to bookmark that page if you haven't done so already. SWCYMCA.org, SWCYMCA.org. WCYMCA.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's another great way to keep up to date and all the things coming up. And they got a lot going on, so it's a really good way to keep that in order for you and everything. Aaron, as we're wrapping up, I did want to mention the Y is always, whether it's these events or just other things, we've got a lot of programs at the Y, a lot of things going on over there. Could always use volunteers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. If there's something that, let's say you go to our website and you don't see a volunteer opportunity listed, but let's say you have your own personal strength or, you know, something that you're an expert in or whatnot, give us a call. I mean, we will find a spot for you to volunteer. Mm-hmm. We love our volunteers. You know, so many times we have, whether it's someone who has spare time, there's students that need to get their volunteer requirements from school. We have retirees that are just wanting to give back. We'll find a place.
We'll find work for you. We'll find somewhere to put you. Yeah. And maybe it'll be camp. Maybe it'll be camp we send you. Maybe it'll be that.
Yeah, Baxter would love that. Mm-hmm. The camp is definitely in full swing. And for those of you who have not registered your youth up for camp, there is still plenty of time.
Yeah.
You know, we have 12 weeks of camp mm-hmm. every summer. So this is where Baxter Arndt earns his money.
Find out about camp. Get your kid registered. Find out more about it. You can go to swcymca.org/camp to find out more about that. Otherwise, it's very easy to find. It's a wonderful website. I love your guys' website.
Oh,
everything is very easy to maneuver and find in there. swcymca.org. Jacob, great to meet you. Thank you very much for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Looking forward to talking again soon, man. And Aaron, always good talking with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, again, we'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.